Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalms. And let's read Psalm 25. Psalm 25. A Psalm of David. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, for thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Amen. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy, and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way which he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Oh, bring thou me out of my distresses. Look upon my affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. Oh, keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. Amen. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this word of yours that you give us. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your loving kindness, your goodness, and your faithfulness unto us. We ask you to be with us, to help us, to guide us, Lord. We ask you to forgive us our sins, O God, as David here has come to the Lord and confess and renounce our sins. Let us come with our ways and unto his hand. Let us renounce the wrongdoing, the sins, all the shortcomings, mistakes, wrong decisions. Let us renounce them, so that we can enter the most holy place and we will feel the love of God once again. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving us our sins. Thank you for cleansing us by the blood of Jesus. Thank you for restoring us back to you, O God. Let's come now to God and ask him mercy and grace to help in time of need and troubles. Put in his hand all your needs and difficulties, the struggles, the problems that is ahead of you that you need to solve, the struggles, the trials, the hardship that you need to endure. Let's all bring it to the hand of God. He can, only the one who can help us, to strengthen us. Yes, O God, hear our prayers. Hear our cry for mercy and Come and rescue us. Answer our prayers and satisfy us. Give us our needs and deliver us from all the troubles that we are in. Thank you, Lord, for your protection and guidance, the assurance as we pray, the joy that you give, the peace that surpasses all understanding. And we give you thanks and we adore you, O God. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Let's pray. I pray now also for your workplace. Pray for your job. Pray for your boss. Yes, O God. We thank you, Master. We thank you, Redeemer, for all what you provide for us from jobs and professions and income and salaries. Here we come at our life once again to serve you and to do the work of yours in the name of Jesus. We pray for the prosperity of all the companies, all the places that we are working, O God. We pray for salvation to flow. We pray also, Lord, that you will do your will and we will follow your commands and we will save even our places, be honest and also to be hardworking and to preach your word. I pray for a blessing upon all the places that our brethren are working, O God. So when they prosper, we prosper too, O God. I pray for salaries to be given. I pray for promotion. I pray for increase of income, Lord. I pray also, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will also bless those companies who are having some difficulty financially so that all the pending salaries of our brothers and sisters will be given to them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, we magnify you, we adore you. Let's now pray for one another. If you know any brother and sister having a problem, is in struggle, you pray for him, you pray for her. Yes, O God, heal the sick, provide jobs, provide visa, provide ways, provide wisdom, O God. Solve problems, O God, as we are praying for our brothers and sisters. Let's now pray for our families, pray for your wife, pray for your husband, pray for your children, pray for your siblings, pray for your parents. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Let your blessing flow upon each and every family, each husband to put you as head, to lead the family, and even I pray for the wives to be submissive to their husbands, O God. O Lord, that both of them, they will work together to raise up godly children in the name of Jesus, and you will be the one to provide all the needs, O God. Provide the needs for each and every family, O God. I pray for children to be obedient to their parents and to the instruction they are giving to them. I pray also, Lord, that each and every family will shine and to bring the gospel with action and deed and with word to the people who are around them. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you, Master. Let's pray now for the places that we came from. Let's pray for our neighbors, our friends, our colleagues, that through our lives, even that they will know the word of God. Let's commit ourselves to pray for them, to be saved, that we commit ourselves to send God's word to them, to know Christ and to know his word and to know his will. Lord, we pray for souls to be saved from this place that we came from in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. And we bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Let's pray now for this place that God put his church in UAE and other places that the church has extended through congregations, through families, individual members. Let's pray for Oman, for Kuwait, Iraq, for India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Pakistan. And let's pray also for our also other places in Australia, America, and in Africa. Let's pray that God will bless all these countries and governments and give us favor as a church that will be well provided. Yes, Lord. Provide all our needs in all these nations and countries that your church has prayed in the name of Jesus, Lord. You make aware that all our logistic need, our papers, documents, and other things that need to be authenticated, you will provide us all the legalities and things that is needed for the church to function well, O God. We pray also, Lord, to give us favor in all these governments. We pray also, we commit ourselves that we will preach the gospel, we will pray for the people. We pray that you will reveal yourself to them in vision and dreams, that they will know and they will know that we are your servants in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray now. Pray for yourself and pray for the church to grow. Lord, I pray for the protection for all the workers, pastors, elders, leaders. Protect us from this pandemic, from all the sicknesses. Protect us from the work of devil. In the name of Jesus, we come against it and we rebuke it. Oh God, we reject it. We come against the spirit of Antichrist, anti-ministry, and anti-evangelism. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that you refill us once again with the Holy Ghost, that you will go on and tread upon the snake and the scorpion, and nothing of the enemy of the power of the enemy shall harm us. We pray, oh God, that you give us the spiritual gifts that we need to go on, and we commit ourselves, oh God, to serve you wholeheartedly, to be more loving, to be filled with the fruit of the Holy Spirit, to be like Jesus. Oh God, I pray for miracles and wonders. I pray for the vision for the church to be fulfilled, multiplication in peace, and implementing the whole will of God. Lord, hear our prayers. Provide all the spiritual gifts, gift of faith, gift of wisdom, message of wisdom, message of knowledge. Give us, Lord, the gift of healing, pastoring, teaching, and whatever gift or skills and talents that your church needs to provide so that we'll go on and save you. Oh God, we pray for today. We pray for our worship, oh God. Bless our worship and anoint it, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray. Anoint the songs, anoint the prayers, anoint the instrument, anoint this recording, anoint the message. Make it reach clearly, oh God. Oh God, to your church and to your people, oh God. Oh God, anoint us and guide us and help us, oh God, to go on and save you, oh God. We bless you. We magnify you. We adore you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Christ is Lord forever. Thank you.
praising his name, I just can't stop. Praising his name, I just can't stop. Praising his name,
God, Lord, come and fight for. and the blind say, I can see. It's what the Lord has done in me. Hosanna, Hosanna to the Lamb that was slain. Hosanna, Hosanna, Jesus died and rose again. Into the river I will wade, there my sins are washed away. From the heaven's mercy streams of the Savior's love for me. Hosanna, Hosanna to the Lamb that was slain. Hosanna, Hosanna, Jesus died and rose again. I will rise from waters deep into the saving arms of God. I will sing salvation song. Jesus Christ has set me free. Hosanna, Hosanna to the Lamb that was slain. Hosanna, Hosanna, Jesus died and rose again. Hosanna, Hosanna to the Lamb that was slain. Hosanna, Hosanna, Jesus died and rose again. Hosanna, Hosanna, Jesus died and rose
Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful time that you brought us into the most holy place, and here we are in your presence, O God. Continue to speak to us and guide us and direct us with your word into the center of your will. In Jesus' name, Amen. Amen. Let us be seated now. Let's collect our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit and bring it to the store. House of God, so there will be food, and the Lord shall fulfill what He promised, that He'll open the windows of heaven and pour out so much blessing that we'll have no place to keep. Thank you, God, for your promise, your help, and your support, and your guidance into our life. Thank you for what you give us. And here we are, Lord, we brought you what is belong to you of tithes and offering and vows and first fruit. Look, O God, and open the windows of heaven and bless us and pour out so much blessing that we'll have no place to keep. And Lord, I pray, be with the devourer, that all nations know we are blessed by you. And Lord, I pray also, multiply this money and use it to reach the lost. I pray for our brethren who have no job, provide them job, and those who are working and they are not receiving salaries, give them, O God, so they will bring to you also. Lord, I pray for those who are aware of giving, but they are not also enable them to bring to you what is due for you. We thank you, God. We bless you. That's all we ask and pray. In Jesus' name, Amen and Amen. Hallelujah. Let's open our Bible to Matthew again, chapter 5 and verse 42 from the Sermon of Jesus on the Mount, and we continue of the theme of giving. And the Lord say, give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn not thou away. Giving is important here to the people who ask, who are in need. Why giving is important? Because when you give, you may be saving some person from troubles. And here there are guidelines we need to follow when we are giving. There are points that we need to apply so that this giving will be in a right and a correct way. You ask yourself, is what there are questions you ask, is this a need or is it a want? Like food, food, shelter, dress, this is need, it cannot wait. But there are also that is also want. We give for the need, not the want. Ask yourself, is this emergency or something can wait? That's another question that. If something emergency, then we have to move also. Ask also yourself, is this is the plan of God? Because certain people, they will ask so that there are certain plan or certain things in their mind, not the plan of God, and they want to pursue these plans. This is also important that you will ask this question and to find out what is going on in the life of the person who is asking you to give him. Now, another question is the person have another way to meet that need? Like, for example, he has son and he has daughter, he has a brother, but he's not asking from them, he's asking from you. Or he has money, or he has land, or he has property, or he has gold, but he does not want to use what he has, but he's asking. This is also another question you need to answer. Other things is, ask yourself, is this a believer, or he is non-believer? You know, in the book of Galatians, chapter 6 and verse 9 and 10, say, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. If he is a believer, he has no one to go but to us. Now the other question is, think about your resources before you give. Because you should be supposed to be a good steward of what you had received from God. You know, if you are going to give and after you give, then you squeeze yourself, it is not that the will of God that you are going to free somebody, but you are going to squeeze yourself. And always ask this question before you give. So if I am going to give this amount of money, I can manage without it or no? That's also another question. Another thing, put in your mind, when people are asking you to give them, make this an opportunity for you to teach them the Word of God, to tell them about Jesus, to disciple them, to tell them about the plan of God for them and also the will of God. Finally, we need to give them what they need, not what they want. And we need to give them according to what the Word of God speaks and according to the leading of the Holy Spirit. And I always say, the last point is, whenever you're going to move big amount of money, come for counseling and advice before you go ahead and go in your giving. In the book of Luke chapter 14, you know, the Lord advises us to to give those who are in having difficulties. We should be a good steward, and what we have is directed to help certain categories of people to save their life. Book of Luke chapter 14, verse 13 and 14 say, "But when thou makest a feast, call the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee, for thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just." Now here the Lord is advising that if you're going to give banquet and you have, you give it to the, you invite whom you will invite, the lame, you invite the maimed, the poor, and the blind. And you know those people, maimed and poor and blind, they cannot come. We need to go to them to give them the material things, or the food and whatever, the basic things that they need. And when we go to them, you know, we will not give them only material things or food, but we need also to give them the word of God. Amen? We need to give them the word of the Lord that they need. We need to tell them about Jesus and His plan for them and also His salvation. And you know, these categories, you know, the poor, the maimed, the lame, and the blind, those are in a crisis. You know, it could be that they have chronic diseases, it could be they are without job, and it could be they are crippled with some disabilities in the body. And we need to do, it's not only giving, we need to work with them to give them first, to take them out from the emergency that they are in, until they are able to recover, to rehabilitate them after that, and to adjust how to manage life. And then finally we need to teach them to be fruitful and how to be also productive in the places and where they are. So it is not only giving that we should give what they need and make them a fruitful people. We are called to be a blessing to others, and we have to do this work in full. You know, when a person comes to you and asks you help to give him, and you spoke to him and you help him and you save him from certain problem, and you give him the advices of what he need to do, and this same person come back to you and he ask you again help, and to this person, you know, when he did not learn the lesson of what you taught him from what he passed through, there is a word of God in book of Ephesians and chapter 4. It says, verse 28, Ephesians 4, 28. It says, "Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing that which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth." Now here when somebody comes to you and always asks you to give him, now he is living, and the way he's living, he's stealing from you and he is living. This is the word that is need to be said. You need to work. And when you work, you will have an income, you're going to, and when he will work, he need to know how to manage. He need to spend on himself, he need to give to God what's due to God, and he need to save also, and he need to keep something aside so that he can be a fruitful person, he can help other people. That's where here, when the Lord say, you know, in Matthew 5:24, give to him that asketh thee, you know, we should balance the whole scriptures before we move, because there are people like that who are coming to take advantage. Jesus does not want us to spoil the people, but God wants us to disciple and discipline the people with God's word, God's plan, and God's will in their lives. And we should be a good steward of what we have. There are people who are really in need, and we need to direct our resources to them. In the book of Psalms, Psalm 41 and verse 1, it says, "Blessed is he that considereth the poor, the Lord shall deliver him in time of trouble." Yeah, we need to consider the poor, the needy. We need to help them, because when you help somebody is in a trouble, when you give him what he's in a trouble, this is a saving of life. And God counting on us to do it on time. And we really need to keep our resources for such cases, not for people who are taking advantage of us. And certain time, you know, we may be moving without even being told. You know, the Good Samaritan in Luke 10, we know the story, that when he saw the victim, he went ahead and he gave, even without being asked, because he know that is what he need to do to save his that person life. You know, in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 7, he said, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." We will receive mercy, and we will receive a blessing from the Lord when we apply and do such principles in our lives. Amen. Now we will go to them again to Matthew 5:42, and the second part of the verse that say, "And from him that would borrow of thee, tear not thou away." Now he said that if somebody coming to borrow money from him, don't turn your face or this one deny him, or don't give him, but cheerfully receive him. Listen to him and what he say here. He say, "And from him that would borrow of thee, turn not thou away." You should not leave him, but you should wait on the spot and the same questions you need to ask yourself. You need to ask before he's coming to borrow from him. What the meaning of borrow is that he is asking you that you will lend him, he will get the money, then he will give it later to you back. And the same question need to be asked again. Is this a need or want? Is this person asking me his need or that's his want? Is this emergency or something can wait? Is this his project, his ambition, his plan, or this is the plan of God? Because when people come to borrow and they are doing something not the plan of God, and you give them money, you are encouraging them to do wrong, not to do the right things. Other question is the same. Is he believer or non-believer? Other question also about your resources. Is you are able to give him? And always ask yourself, if I'm going to give this amount of money as an end, I'll be managed after that or no? Or you're going to squeeze yourself? And be careful of that. Also, put in your mind, when you give, is when people come to ask to borrow money or they ask for help, it's an opportunity to teach the people, disciple them, give them the word of God, speak to them about the plan of God, speak to them about the will of God. And finally, give what they need, not what they want, based on the scriptures, based on the reading of the Holy Spirit. And if it is a big amount, again, come for advice and for counseling. We are called to be a blessing to other people, but we must go along the Word of God, along the scriptures, and along the leading of the Holy Spirit. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28, the promise of God, and verse 12, Book of Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 12. "The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand." Listen to this. "And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow." So here the will of God that you will lend to other people. And that's where here he says, This when somebody comes to borrow, don't turn away from him. God will bless us, and there will be people coming to borrow a certain amount of money, and we need to listen to them. You know, in the book of Psalms, that is the blessing of God to the righteous man, to the man who fear God. God will bless him in book of Psalms, chapter 37. Book of Psalms, chapter 37 and verses 25 and 26. Psalm 37, verse 25 and 26. I have been young and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Again, he is merciful and he lends, and his seed is blessed. It's the will of God that God will bless us, and people will come to borrow, and we need to help them based on the scriptures and what we understand from the scripture. Psalm 112 also speaks about the righteous man, the good man, the man who fears God. Speak about him that he also lent. Psalm 112, verse 1 to 5, praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall he be mightily upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house. Amen. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. Here again, the righteous man lend. And he will guide his affairs with discretion. Amen. So we lend with understanding, with the will of God, based on what the scripture speak to us and dictate on us. You know, Jesus was speaking this in Matthew chapter 5:42. He said that, and the one who come to ask thee, he say, and from him that would borrow of thee, then not thou away. He was speaking to the Jewish people, and the Jewish people, God's instruction to them, when a brother or Israelites come to borrow money from them, they will give without interest and without usury. We can read this scripture in Exodus chapter 22. So when a brother comes to us and we decide to give him, to lend him, and he's supposed to bring back, we should not take from him interest or usury. Exodus chapter 22, verse 25, say, if thou lend money to any of my people that's poor by thee, thou shalt not be to him as an usurer, neither shalt thou have lay upon him usury. Don't put on him interest. Also, we read the same in Leviticus chapter 25 and verse 37. Say, thou shalt not give him thy money upon usury, nor lend him by victuals, thy victuals for increase. Okay, so we need to be aware of that. Let's read also book of Deuteronomy 23, about the same matter. We cannot take interest from a brother. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 20. Unto a stranger thou mayest lend upon usury, but unto thy brother thou shalt not lend upon usury, that the Lord thy God May he bless thee in all that thou settest thine hand to end in the land whither thou goest to possess it. So for the stranger, they were allowed to take interest. But let us see about us now, about Jesus, what he would tell us about if not a brother is, do we are allowed to take interest? Let us see later on in the scriptures. Let's read, now let's go to Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6 and verse 30. Luke chapter 6. And verse 30. Give to every man that asks of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. Now here, the first part we had explained. The second part, he said, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. Now what he means with this? That somebody that take your things without your permission, that's stealing. Jesus does not mean that if somebody will steal, just keep it quiet. God, Jesus does not want us to spoil the people. But what he mean here, if you lend somebody money, or you sold something to somebody, and that person after you lend him or after you sell him something, he is not able, he is not bringing the money back to you. Because he is not able to do it, because he's very poor, or something happened that he would not be able to pay back. Jesus say, in that case, you need to forgive him, because he cannot pay. Now, in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 24, you know, when you borrow money, you must know that you must return it back. We must return what we had borrowed. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 24 and verse 10 and 11. When thou dost lend thy brother anything, thou shalt not go into his house to fetch his pledge. Thou shalt stand abroad, and the man to whom thou dost lend shall bring out the pledge abroad unto thee. He said that if you lend somebody, you go and ask him if he is not bringing it to him. He said, don't go into his house. No, we need to practice grace and love and consideration in Christ. If he has the means to pay, we need to ask. Not that because he is not giving, we should keep it quiet. Jesus does not mean here in Luke 6, verse 30, when he say, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. He does not mean here those who is able to pay, don't ask them. No, you need to ask them, because that's stealing. Because the scripture tells us that the wicked, in Psalm chapter 37, Psalm 37 and verse 21, it says that the wicked borroweth and payeth not again. That is the wicked. So here Jesus does not want us to encourage people to steal or take advantage from us. We need to correct them in that manner and also in that way. If they have the means to pay, we need to go to them and we need to tell them that they need to pay us and wait for them to come and to give us what they had borrowed from us. As we know, as we are aware, they have the means. But if they have no means, if they are poor, then we need to forgive them, and we need not to ask them again, as Jesus said. You know, there's a story in the book of the First Kings, Sorry, the book of 2 Kings. In the book of the 2 Kings. Book of 2 Kings, chapter 6. Book of 2 Kings. Chapter 6. And verse 1 to 7. Let's read this story. And the sons of the prophets said unto Elisha, behold now, the place where we dwell with thee is too straight for us. Let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam. And let us make us a place there, where we may dwell. And he answered, go ye. And one said, be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servant. And he answered, I will go. So he went with them, and when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. But as one was felling a beam, and the axe head fell into the water, and he cried and said, alas, master, for it was borrowed. And the man of God said, where fell it? And he showed him the place, and he cut down a stick and cast it in thither, and the iron did swim. Therefore said he, take it up to thee. And he put out his hand and took it. Now here, the story here is that the son of the prophets, they want to have a bigger house. They invite Elisha to go along with him, and he agreed because that's correct. And he and everyone was carrying his beam with him. Everyone was responsible to carry his responsibility. And you know, one of them, as we have read, he had an axe and he was working in the axe, and the axe fell in the water, and the man was terrified. Why he was terrified? Because it was borrowed and needed to be returned back. What is things to be borrowed need to be returning back to the person that you borrowed. And when Elisha heard about it, he did not say to him, it's okay, no problem, let it be lost. No, he took the responsibility and he did his part to bring back he make away that what was lost, to bring back because it was a borrowed things and need to be given back to the person who is the thing had been borrowed from him. So what you had borrowed, you have to return. Now there is another verse in Luke chapter 6 verse 35. Jesus say, but love ye your enemies and do good, and he say, and lend, helping, he say, hoping for nothing again. He say, and lend, and hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great. Now what he mean here, hoping for nothing again? He does not mean here, when you lend somebody, you don't hope, that you don't wait for your money to come back. He say, don't hope for interest or usury. Amen? So we understand here, to whom we are going to give money first, we don't expect interest. We don't ask interest, even if they are stranger. Second, if the person cannot pay whatever, I mean, he cannot give back because he is poor, he has certain problem that he cannot pay, we need to also understand and apply what Jesus say, and of him that taketh away thy good, ask them not again. But if a person is able to pay back, he has the means. No, you need to ask him, but you should not ask interest or usury from him. Let's all stand. Let us commit ourselves to the word of God that we have here today. Thank you, Lord, for your word. And to us, Giving is important because when we give, we are saving people, we are helping people from troubles. And God wants us to do this ministry. Thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness to us. Thank you for your word that teaches us your commands and your ways and what you want us to do. Let us come to God now. Let us surrender our life, totally surrender to Him and to do His will and His plan for us. Thank you for your word, Lord. Let your word bring all what you want to accomplish and have your way, O God, on us. Guide us with your word. Have your way, Lord. That you've spoken to us, and we'll go, O Lord, and do it. O God, bless us and guide us. Send your word and make it reach the rest of your church, the rest of the members, the workers, and the congregations. O God, bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hand be with us, and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, Jesus Christ in love forever. Every knee shall bow,